Chapter 15.
In keeping with his cover as a wealthy industrialist, Nosterol had rented them a two-bedroom suite on Zyost that was the height of luxury and comfort, nearly twice the size of Theron's apartment on Coruscant. It had taken a good hour to thoroughly sweep the place for bugs and recording devices. The bed in Theron's room was the most comfortable one he'd ever had the pleasure of sleeping in, but he was never able to get more than a few hours' rest while on a mission. By the time Nosterol emerged from his own quarters, Theron was already hunched over the counter of the breakfast nook, studying the information on the datapad Vin had given him.
"You're up early."
"I've been thinking about the mission," Theron said, eyes on the screen. "I think we need more than a simple bombing to distract the Empire from what we're really up to. For this feint to work, we need to rattle their cage, give them something to really worry about."
The Jedi took a seat in the chair across from Theron.
"Sounds like you already have something in mind."
"We need to make this look like a failed assassination attempt on the Minister of Logistics," Theron said, finally looking up from the datapad. "Convince the Empire that the cipher was damaged accidentally when the assassins were discovered trying to set up explosives in the Minister's office."
"That would certainly give them something else to focus on. So how do we pull it off?"
"I break into the Minister's office and switch the cipher course. Then I start setting up explosives under his desk. You send an anonymous tip to the Imperials about what's happening so that they charge in and catch me in the act. The explosives go off accidentally during my escape, and they think the blast caused the cipher's self-destruct sequence to trigger."
"The second I tip the Imperials off, every guard in that place will be swarming that office from all directions. You won't have a chance."
"Not necessarily. I've been looking over the security plans. The Orbital Defense Command Center's primary function is to guard against a Republic fleet attacking Zyost. Their biggest fear is that an enemy force will take over the station during a full-scale planetary invasion. Because of that, they have an emergency lockdown state that automatically triggers if certain protocols are met that indicate a possible Republic invasion. During lockdown, every floor on the building goes into quarantine to restrict movement of any enemy troops that might have infiltrated the facility. Every door and lift in the place is locked and disabled. And the Empire's so worried about being betrayed from within, even the Imperial soldiers inside the building can't open them. There's no way to override the lockdown until a special emergency response unit has swept the building and verified it's clear of hostiles."
"How are we supposed to simulate a Republic invasion of Zyost?"
"What's the first thing any fleet does when it's trying to put troops on the ground in a heavily defended enemy city?"
"Knock out the power,"
Nosterol replied after a moment's consideration.
"Leave your enemy fumbling around in the dark."
"Exactly. If there's a citywide blackout, the ODCC's auxiliary generators kick in to keep the place running, and the whole facility goes into lockdown automatically. Even after you tip off the Empire that there's an assassin in the Minister's office, they won't be able to send reinforcements in my direction until they restore primary power or the emergency response team finishes its sweep. If we hit them at night, when the Minister and his staff aren't working, that floor will only have a handful of guards patrolling it. Nothing I can't handle."
"If the whole place is locked down, then how are you going to get out?"
"The emergency response team can still use the doors and turbo lifts during lockdown. All it takes is an ID badge and a matching retinal scan from one of their officers."
"Do you think Vin could get his hands on something like that?"
"Maybe, but he already knows more than I like. Give him too many pieces and he might put the whole puzzle together."
"You think he'll betray us?"
"Probably not, but I'd rather not take any chances. The ZLF has its own agenda, and I don't want it getting mixed up in Operation Endgame any more than absolutely necessary."
"So how are you going to get the badge and retinal scan?"
"Don't worry," Theron assured him. "I've got it covered."